Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. This week, I have a very special, amazing, talented, strong guest joining me. This person is someone who never gave up when he was going through the most difficult time a human could go through. And this person is John Mullins from season 18, NBC's The Voice is here with me, everyone. John, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to share your inspiring story with everyone.
Hannah, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, John, I know that you have such an inspiring story to share with others. I know that you and your wife went through a pretty rough patch, and I would love for you to share that story and how you got through it with me.
Yeah. So my wife, Whitney, about four and a half years ago, fell down, at work forward on concrete, hit her head, knocked herself out. And, I left work, took her to the emergency room. They said it was a slight concussion. Everything was fine. She'd be okay. She could go home and rest, or she could go back to work. So we tried to get her to go back to work. Once she got there, she started having a panic attack. I don't know if it was from, I don't really know what it was from, like if it was from the, what had happened earlier that day or anything like that. So it was just interesting. I don't really know what to say. I got a call from her. A second call from her, and I left work again to pick her up, and we took her home. And we thought everything would be fine. We thought maybe she was just, you know, running on adrenaline from what had happened that day.
Right.
But over the next couple days, over the next couple weeks, months, she started losing speech and motor functions. She started losing short-term memory. She started developing extreme anxiety. She started not being able to be around people. She started having panic episodes.
Yeah.
And our life went from nothing crazy. I was playing, you know, shows 3 to 4 nights a week. We were both working to our world being flipped completely upside down when the love of your life is going through the hardest time in her life and she can't even put sentences together or remember vocabulary to be able to tell you how she's feeling. It's probably one of the scariest feelings that
one of the toughest things a spouse can feel. Yeah. Wow.
And we went through a lot of time where we were, Whitney would just sit down and cry, and I would just sit there and hold her because she just would wonder if things would ever go back to the way they were. And it was just a really incredibly difficult time. And we went through, I was working at a jewelry store. I was a manager, and I would go to work in the morning. Thank God it was so close to our house. But I would go to work in the morning, come home on lunch, make sure everything was fine, take care of things, get her a medication if we need to get her a medication, or, you know, see the doctors in because she wasn't able to drive. So there were doctors that were coming to our house, the speech therapist, physical therapist, therapist that helped with like memory.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
So a lot of people were coming to the house. So we would just take care of that. And over that time, like the span of probably about 2.5 years, music was still happening. There were some really great opportunities with music happening. But it kind of took the back burner. It wasn't as important. It did not need to be as important because this is my wife and I wanted to make sure she was taken care of.
Exactly.
And she's, you know, when your spouse is, having like broken is the only word that I can think. She felt broken. She felt guilty about the fact that she had fallen at work, guilty that she couldn't go back to work, guilty that she couldn't remember words and vocabulary. And I didn't quite understand it. So I'd be, you know, when she tries to, you know, think of something to say, I'd be finishing her sentences just because I wanted to try to help. I'm a fixer. I want to try to help fix things. I want things to be good. And then we found out that you're not supposed to finish sentences for somebody with head trauma. They're supposed to figure it out on their own, but then it made her more frustrated. And it was just this loop. It was a very scary loop. And we were worried that we'd never be able to communicate properly again. We were worried that she'd never be able to remember, you know, vocabulary. There were just so many things. And Hannah, it really felt like it was just the end of our world. Not the end of our relationship, the end of our world.
Right.
And so about 3 years, 2.5 years later, I hadn't really taken the time to write by myself. I had co-written with people. And it was a blast. I enjoyed that. That was cool every once in a while when we could fit it in. And then about 3 years after the accident, after the fall, I sat down at my piano late one night at like 2 a.m. and Whitney was out of town. And I start writing this song. I sit down at my piano. I just start playing chords because I was just so emotional from things that have been happening. A way, like, we're relearning how to communicate as a married couple, because, you know, communication is just completely different from what it had been. And so I sat down and I was just so emotional from, you know, a time I think we had like an argument like the night before or something. So it was so emotionally rollercoaster. And if it was an emotional roller coaster for me, I cannot even fathom how hard it was for her to not be able to even put words together to talk about how you feel and how scared you feel. And so I sat down at my piano and I just started playing like four chords over and over and over and over. And finally something just came out of my mouth and it was, "It's only human nature just to give up on somebody that you don't understand." And it was just talking about like how whenever things get hard or things you can't understand come along, it's easy just to say, "I give up." It's just easy to say, "Man, this is so difficult. Man, this is, I don't think things are going to go back to the way they used to be." Or, we used to be so different, but it's so easy just to say, "I give up," and not like, and not really pay any other attention to the fact that this is the person that you are in love with. And this is the person that you're meant to spend and vowed to spend the rest of your life with. And, I wanted to write this song as a desperate love letter to Whitney to let her know that I'm going to do everything within my power to be the best version of myself for her that I can be, and for myself and for her. I just wanted her to know I'll do everything that I can because she already makes me want to be a better man. She already challenges me, which makes me really happy.
That's so great.
But I wanted to tell her that, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted her to know that no matter what, that I'll be a better man. And just because the hard times come and just because it isn't exactly what we thought, it doesn't mean we need to give up. And I am definitely not giving up. So yeah, it's definitely written out of a time of desperation, an incredibly dark time for us. And it really sums up 4 years for us.
Right. And that, I love Better Man. It's just such a great song. The meaning behind
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And when I did some research on you and I read that the song was about Whitney, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't even imagine her reaction, like, when you sang it to her. What was she like? Was she just, like, overfilled with joy? Was she emotional?
So I will describe this super quickly. Whitney, the way that she reacts to my new songs is an incredibly true response, and I love that. I'm so thankful for that. You can tell if a song really needs work by her reaction. So I'll bring her a song and I'll be like, what do you think of this? And she'll be like, that's good, but it'll, you know, it's a work in progress. Okay. So I brought her Better Man. I brought her the first verse, first chorus, second verse and second chorus, which was all that I had written at the time. I sang it for her just on guitar. And I was like, what do you think? And she goes, it's just the best song you've ever written.
Oh.
And I got like, I was like, are you kidding me? She's like, no. And we both just like started tearing up because it just meant this. She could automatically tell just from the first line, just what the song meant and what, you know, how it was written just for her and how it was, you know, tailored to everything that we had been going through for the past 4 years.
Right.
And it took me a couple months to write the bridge because I wanted the perfect ending or recapitulation. I wanted the perfect recap of the whole entire 3.5-4 years just to let her know that I wasn't giving up, even though it's been so hard. And so, I wrote the bridge right before we recorded it. So it was about 3-4 months later.
Wow. So would you say that music helped you, like writing music helped you get through this difficult time? Like what inspired you and motivated you to get back into music?
Yeah, Whitney started working with a clothing company that she sells their brand. And I'm so grateful and so thankful because she started working with a clothing company because she, again, when she started working with this clothing company, she could not even get in front of a camera to go live to sell the clothing. So she would order the clothing. I would come home from work at 8. I'd go to work at like 9. I'd come home at 8. I would go live on Facebook at 8, or I'd go live on social media at 8 o'clock for 3 hours, maybe 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Sell the clothing. And then she would stay up all night and handwrite all the packages, package them up, fold the clothing, send them. And so she started this, and I promise I'm coming to a point. She started this.
You're good.
You're like, why are you talking about clothes? I asked about music, John.
No, you're
so,
fine.
So she had a really hard time being in front of the camera because she couldn't be in front of people. She couldn't, she had a lot of anxiety just about the whole entire thing, but it's something she really wanted to do. And at that time, I really couldn't say no. And so she started selling the clothing. I was going live. We would just be passing ships in the night because when I would get up to go to work in the morning, she would be going to bed because she had just been doing the shipping and stuff like that that we needed to take the next morning. And so we did that for 2 months. And then I quit my job to become a full-time musician and to help her with her business.
Wow.
Her business lifted off so quickly.
I bet.
And it was a blessing. And so the owner of that company, the CEO of that company, threw us a weird series of events of them being in Nashville for a little, for a meeting. And Whitney meeting that person and saying, you know, my husband, she's like, how did you sell so much so quickly? And she goes, my husband sings to our group. And I was like, oh my gosh, she just told this woman I sang. And they invited us to lunch.
Oh my goodness. They asked us,
they had this lunch that they were speaking at and they asked me to stand up with Whitney. They asked Whitney and I to stand up and to share our story of how it had helped Whitney, because by that time, Whitney was starting to go live. her memory was starting to come back. Her speech was starting to come back, and going live and giving her this bigger purpose of helping women that were, plus size, or women that weren't plus size, but more specifically, the reason why she started selling this clothing line is because she was plus size, and this clothing felt incredible on her. And so she had a bigger purpose to be able to spread this love and help these other women feel as beautiful as she felt, especially in such a hard time in her life. And so she shared her story with all these women that she was selling clothes to, and they became like our family. And then this happened. The CEO found out that I sing, asked me to sing a song at the end of us telling our story at this meeting.
Oh my gosh.
And I sang Stay With Me by Sam Smith. And that moment, she looked at me and she goes, I'm hiring you to come out to California to play for us next month for 4,500 people. We'll be having a leadership conference, and I want you to bring your guitar, and we're going to fly you out. We're going to pay you. If you have to reschedule a show, we'll take care of it. If you have to, whatever, we'll pick you up at the airport. We'll put you up in a hotel. And I was like, wait, nothing good has happened in a while. Are you sure?
Oh my gosh. That's so awesome.
And so that's when music was like, okay, music is really helping. Like, it was like what Whitney has gone through. Now we're starting to see a little bit of like a tiny pinhole of light at the end of the tunnel. So I went out to California, played at a place called the Grove of Anaheim right outside of Angel Stadium to a packed house, me and my guitar. And then the next summer they hired me to play for, it was between like 18 and 25,000 people for their large conference. Me and my guitar, Ziggy Marley played after me. And then they hired me to play for one of their cruises. And then it just kept going and going. We built this relationship with this company. And it was also like helping with music.
Right.
And so like Whitney wouldn't have found this company if she wouldn't have fallen and hit her head. And then she started doing this. And then, music got interspersed with that. And then I will tell you, I'm not good at sharing my feelings. And I'm probably one of the worst people at sharing my feelings. And so you asked me, and I gave you the longest answer ever.
You're good.
So I'm not great at sharing my feelings. And throughout those years, I hadn't taken time to write by myself in about 2.5 years. But I wrote a song called Drive. And finally, like after 2.5 years, it all came to a point. And I was finally able to put my feelings into a song because I haven't been able to say them. And I wanted Whitney to know that no matter what, like, I'll get us through life's twists and turns, even if I have to drive us myself. Like, it's one day I want you to hear the song. I hope you hear it one day.
Yes, but definitely.
It just means so much to me. And music definitely helped me get through that again, because I don't really have an incredible way to express myself unless I'm writing about it and singing about it. If I need Whitney to know something super important, I'll put it in a song and I'll be like, listen to this. And then it really hurts. And she's like, oh, it needs work.
You're like, oh, I'm trying to tell you something. Oh, that's so awesome.
So I feel like that's something you needed to know. I'm sorry. I just wanted to give you
that's perfect. That's the
encyclopedia version.
No, you and Whitney are a power couple. You guys just are so strong and so inspiring. And the last question that I have for you is, if you could give a piece of advice to someone who is going through a very difficult time, what would it be?
If you're going through an incredibly difficult time right now, no matter if it's with your spouse, no matter if it's just by yourself, no matter if it's, no matter if it's something like anxiety, depression, anything like that, please just know you're not alone. That is one of the biggest things that I wanted to know when this was happening is, am I the only one going through something like this? Right. Is Whitney the only person who can't put her words together, who can't even communicate? Is she the only one? And it turns out there's like a head trauma support group. And the moment that you realize that you're not alone and that, you know, and this incredibly, incredibly dry spell that the rain will come and it'll just change everything. It'll give you what you need. Like, you just have to know that you are not alone, that there are better times coming. And if you need a step to actually focus on doing, you need to concentrate super hard on giving love to the people that you love the most. Because when you give love, you receive it.
Right.
Most of the time. when you give love to people who love you, when you give love to your family, if you don't have family, go to your close friends. If you don't have close friends, pray. You know, do all the things we know. Like, if I'm not afraid to say this, and I hope this doesn't offend you. No. I'm not afraid to say I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. I love God. And I feel like if it gets to the point where you don't have family, you don't have friends, and you're going through this incredibly hard time, you can concentrate on the thing that really matters. And to me, that's Christ. So right. I will keep moving on. But I just, number one, know that you're not alone. Number two, concentrate on showing people love, giving people love, because that makes you feel so incredible. And that's what I had to do. Just right. Love on Whitney. Play my guitar for her when she's having a panic attack. When she's laying in bed and shaking, she would ask me just to get my guitar out and play. And that's one of my ways of showing love. My love language is making people listen to music, whether or not they want to or not.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I just...
You couldn't have said it any better. No, that was perfect. Perfect. Honestly, can you please give Whitney a hug for me? Like, from me, please. Like, she just sounds like such a great woman. And
she is the strongest, the strongest, most beautiful, most, like, now that we say she's 85% healed, her speech and motor functions are here. Her memory's here. She just still suffers some extreme anxiety. So we say she's 85% healed, but she's the strongest, most incredibly hardworking woman I know. And I am so incredibly lucky. And people are like, you're so awesome that you stayed. No, I'm lucky that she was with me in the first place.
Aww.
And so I just, when you have somebody this incredible in your life, you don't walk out when times get hard. This is like, she's just my superwoman. So I will give her 1,000 hugs for you, and I'll Please. Tell her they're from Hannah. And I'm super thankful that you had me on the podcast today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Honestly, that's just such an inspirational story. And I'm so thankful that we were able to do this. And I know that my listeners will just feel so powerful and so strong, and that they'll be able to conquer anything after hearing your story. So thank you so much. But to all my listeners out there, are you wondering how you can stay up to date with John Mullins? Well, all you have to do is pick up your phone, give him a follow on Twitter at John Mullins Music, Instagram at John Mullins Official, and check out his website, johnmullins.com. Be sure to listen to his new single, Better Man, available on all streaming platforms. Such a great song and so inspiring. John Mullins, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to share such a strong, powerful story with me.
Anna, thank you so much for having me. It means so much to me that you that you love the song. And seriously, thank you to all the listeners. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you made it this far through my rambling, thank you so much.
No, it was perfect. It's a powerful story. So we have to hear every bit and piece of it in order to make it extra special. And I'm sending all my positive vibes to you and Whitney and everyone else out there.
Thank you so much. All the love to you and your listeners. And remember, it's never too late to follow your dreams. Everybody needs to know that.
I totally agree with you, John. I hope that everyone knows that you can most definitely conquer anything you set your mind to, even during the most difficult time. Just remember, you are strong, you are loved, and you are worthy. I want to give a thank you and shout out to Lindsay Sipe of Lit Nashville, publicist of John Mullins. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. It was such an honor having John a part of my podcast. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes.